Joe's.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge with Big Lou. The son of a preacher man, born in Venice, California. He's a four-sport letterman. He lettered in football, lettered in track, lettered in baseball, and lettered in basketball. He's a three-time Rose Bowl contender with two Rose Bowl wins. He was awarded the LA City 3A Co-Player of the Year Award for football. He went to the University of Washington football team on a full scholarship. He dominated their game, starting as a strong safety outside linebacker. He has won three Pac-10 titles, two Rose Bowls, and a national championship in 1991. He had an undefeated season and a national championship in 1991. He is the founder of Holy Fit 310, trainer to the California Hollywood Elite. And now, your host, Big Lou
Jones.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is me, Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. Hope you guys had a great weekend watching sports. Lots of things are happening. Let's jump right into the Red Zone recap in case you missed it. Last Thursday, the Jets and the Colts faced off. Close game, but the Colts ended up with the win 45-30. Fast forwarding to yesterday, Sunday, the Browns and the Bengals faced off. Browns beat up on the Bengals pretty bad, 41-16. Bengals run could be done. The Broncos and the Cowboys faced off. And who saw this coming? The Broncos letting go of Von Miller about a week ago, came in and put a beat down on Dallas pretty much. Defense won the game for the Broncos, 30-16 over the Cowboys. The Texans and the Dolphins got it going, and the Dolphins went on ahead and got that win over the Texans, 17-9. The Falcons and the Saints squared off. Great game, went back and forth a lot, but the Falcons were able to hold on to get that victory over the Saints, 27-25. Raiders and Giants got into it, and here we go again. Losing Henry Ruggs is starting to feel the effects of it already. The Giants took out the Raiders 23-16. Patriots and Panthers got into it. We thought it would have been more of a defensive showing from the Panthers' side, but it was not. Bill Belichick and the Patriots come away 24-6 with the victory. Bills and Jaguars got into it. Probably the ugliest game of the week. In essence, was just a high baseball scoring game. But the Bills ended up losing the game, believe it or not, to the Jaguars 9-6. The Vikings and the Ravens got into it. Great game here. The Ravens came back to push the game into overtime and come away with the win in overtime, 34-31. Chargers and Eagles, again, great game, close game. The Chargers were able to hold the Eagles off with the win, 27-24. Packers and Chiefs had a match. Jordan Love, everyone was wondering how he would perform. And I got to tell you, I don't know if he helped or hurt them, but the Packers did get the lose. Chiefs come away with the win, 13-7 over the Packers. Moving on, the Cardinals and the 49ers. Great game, but the Cardinals, if you are in the fantasy football as I am, and you were so fortunate enough to pick up James Conner, man, in terms of a PPR league, he put up 40 points, brought me close to hopefully putting out a win. It's going to come down to tonight, but the Cardinals did get the win 31-17. Sunday night, the night game, Titans and the Rams. And I got to tell you, even without Derrick Henry, the Titans somehow came away to pull out the win. And part of what helped the Titans get that win with Matt Stafford throwing a pick six in the second quarter, en route to losing to the Titans 28-16. That is our Red Zone recap. Don't forget, though, tonight the Bears and the Steelers will be facing off. The Bears are 3-5, while the Steelers are 4-3. Moving on to the rookie roundup real quick for everyone who cares. I do. Trevor Lawrence went 15 of 28 in the Jaguars game for 118 yards, zero touchdown, and no interceptions in the upset victory over the Bills. Again, nobody probably saw that coming. great job by the Jacksonville Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence. Justin Fields, he's playing tonight against the Steelers on Monday Night Football. Be sure to tune in to that. Mac Jones went 12 of 18 yesterday, though, for 139 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Trey Lance did not play, and Zach Wilson is still out with the knee injury. Couple other rookies just want to point out. Devontae Smith caught five balls for 116 yards and a touchdown against the Chargers. Also, the Vikings' fourth-round running back, Kene Nwangwu, pronounced Kene Nwangwu, he returned a 98-yard kickoff against the Ravens as well, which is pretty impressive. That is our rookie roundup for this weekend as well. And also for some local sports as well, the Santa Barbara City Vaqueros, SBCC, in case you have been following, great. If you have not, I'm going to catch you up to speed real quick. October 23rd and October 30th, SBCC was on a two-game skid. They lost those two games to LA Valley College by 4 points, 34-30. And then they also turned around and lost to Antelope Valley, 37-22. But they righted the ship this past weekend, if you will, knocking off Moore Park 27-24. And this coming weekend, they will be at home against Santa Monica City College. So whatever your plans are for this weekend, make sure they include getting out to the new stadium at SBCC and cheering the Vaqueros onward. That is our local college sports for today. I'm excited about what's going on for today. We are going to turn to you guys, the audience, the guests, our followers, our listeners. I got some fun questions here for you guys. We're going to open the phone lines up as well. And today's game or trivia will be another version of Who Did It? And a little over-under action as well. If you don't mind, I know we're going to take a quick break here pretty soon. And within that break, enjoy the tunes. We will be back. I'm sure we're going to have the phone lines going. I know some people are already calling because I can see the light going off. So, hey, hang in there with us. This is Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, AM 1290, KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We'll be back.
Feeling blue, oh, it makes me smile. Yes, we're going through some stormy weather. Bless the fact we still move together. 'Cause I know we'll find the light on the other side. 'Cause we'll be just fine.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. I am your host, Big Lou. And just real quick, guys, wanted to get into this in case you haven't been paying attention. The NBA has started up, and just wanted to give you the rundown over the scores or of the scores over the weekend real quick before we get into our caller. On Saturday, the Rockets and the Nuggets got into it. The Nuggets got the win by 1 point, 95-94. The Utah Jazz and Miami Heat played, and the Heat actually came away with the win, 118-115. 76ers and the Bulls played on Saturday as well, and the 76ers got the win, 114-105. Moving on, the Celtics and the Mavericks got into it as well. These are all on Saturday again. And the Mavericks got the win over the Celtics, 107-104. The Suns, 121, knocked off the Atlanta Hawks, 117. And the Portland Trail Blazers beat up on our LA Lakers, 105-90. Moving on to Sunday, the Nets and the Raptors played. The Nets got the win, 116-103. The Cavaliers beat the New York Knicks 126-109. The Magic actually went on ahead and took out the Utah Jazz 107-100. The Milwaukee Bucks got a loss. They lost to the Wizards 101-94. The Pacers went on ahead and beat the Kings 94-91. The Spurs and Oklahoma City Thunder got into it. The Thunder came away with the win 99-94. The Warriors putting up big numbers as usual, 120 over the Houston Rockets, 107. And the LA Clippers got the win, putting up a 120 as well, knocking out the Hornets, 106. That is the NBA from this past weekend. And, you know, I got to touch on this real quick, and I'm sure everybody's upset about it. I'm a little annoyed by it as well. With the whole Aaron Rodgers thing and the vaccination, or yeah, I'm immunized, a play on words. And it's unfortunate that he went about it in that manner. Again, it's their body. Everybody's body is their right to choose what they want to do to it. But it almost seems like he intentionally misled everyone. And that's unfortunate for a person, especially in that position, on that stage, when he knew exactly what was being asked of him and what was expected of him, and then he doesn't see it through. It's unfortunate. He definitely is the reason the Packers got the loss this Sunday, and it'll be interesting to see how they're going to deal with this going forward with Aaron Rodgers. Again, also the same unfortunate incident with Henry Ruggs and the DUI thing. I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I will say our thoughts and prayers here go out to the victim's family. Obviously, it's hard to replace a life like that when things like that happen, and we wish them well. And also, you know, Henry Ruggs, we wish him well as also. I don't believe he intentionally went out to hurt anyone, definitely, but it was definitely a bad decision on his part. And, you know, hopefully he will learn from this, and others who saw this as well will learn from this as well. Drinking and driving, not a good thing, guys, especially with all the excess out there with Uber and other ride share opportunities. All right. Just want to touch on that real quick. Keep that in mind next time you guys are out drinking, having a good time. Do the right thing. Find a designated driver. I have been told, and I can see the light going off, our caller is on the line. Caller, what is your name and what is your question for me?
Hey, my name is Justin Platt. I'm calling from Grand Junction, Colorado, and I'm super happy to be on the show. I just had a question to talk about with who did it. I mean, like, I'm very curious who the all-time leading passer in the NFL is right now.
You're asking me who did it, the all-time leader and the passing leader in the NFL right now?
Yeah.
You're asking me that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, have you been watching?
I have, but I know it's going back and forth between Brady and Brees for a while, but I'm not sure if Brady actually passed that record yet. Did he?
Brady has taken the lead. And, you know, obviously part of the reason Tom Brady has taken the lead is obviously Drew Brees is not playing anymore. He retired. But there was a point towards the end of the season last year where they were definitely going back and forth over that actual thing. And Brady now holds it outright. In terms of him and Drew Brees, and Brady is, I believe he's upwards of 81,000 passing yards, maybe a little bit more, and Drew Brees is right behind with 80,000. But as long as Tom keeps playing, that gap is going to continue to grow, obviously. And then with Tom having last weekend off, definitely affected my fantasy football team. But I'm looking forward to him coming back this weekend. And having a big week and putting some things together. So to answer your question, Justin, Tom Brady is the all-time NFL passing leader currently, and is probably going to stay that way for some time, just to be quite honest.
Thank you so much.
It's because now, since we got you on the phone right now, I see we got other people on there as well. We'll try to get to them too. But let me go ahead and drop this on you, Justin. You are on the line for... Who did it and the over under? So are you ready? Are you an offensive-minded guy in the NFL? Are you defensive-minded, or do you just love the game and you're a fan of the sport on all facets?
I love the game, and I'm a fan of the sport on all facets, and I am ready.
All right, guys, here we go. Everybody that's listening, don't turn the dial. Turn it up. Play along with us. If you think you know the answer, you're welcome to call in and drop it to us as well. Here we go, Justin. First question for you. Who did it? Most interceptions in a single game. And we're talking on the defensive side of the ball.
In a single game?
In a single game, most interceptions.
I got to go with my guy, Ed Reed, out of Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Ed Reed. Absolutely. He put a lot of fear in a lot of wide receivers, but the answer would not be Ed Reed. I'm going to give you one more shot at the question, though. How many interceptions would be the most in a single game? I'm going to give you the over under will be 3.
I'm going to go over. I feel like it's got to be at least 4.
The answer is 4. That is correct. And the answer of who did it would be D'Angelo Hall.
Oh.
In 2010. Right. Now, to follow that up, this one's going to get a little bit more tricky for you. Most interceptions in a season. And before I give you the name of who did it, I'm going to give you the over-under first. And the over-under on most interceptions in a season would be 11.
Now, I could be totally wrong about this because I believe Trayvon Diggs is on pace to break the record. I believe it's over because I think the most is 21.
In a season, now by a single person in a season?
Yeah.
Okay. Currently, the most interceptions in a season by a single player is 14.
Oh, really?
And the answer would be Night Train Lane or Dick Lane from the 1952 Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, wow.
But Lester Hayes of the Raiders from 1980 is in a close second with 13.
Wow.
Yeah, that one caught me by surprise as well. I've known Lester Hayes to be more physical than a good hands award, but 13 interceptions is not bad in the season for sure. Here we go, Justin. Next question. Who did it? Most fumbles in a game by a single player.
Oh.
I'll even help you out a little bit. It's not in the current age of football. You're going to have to go back to between the 60s and the 70s.
Oh, man, this is tough.
It's a tough one.
I don't want to go with one of the great legends like Jim Brown or Barry Sanders or Walter Payton, but I'm going to go. Let's go Thurman Thomas.
Oh, man, Thurman Thomas? Really? Listen, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who may not know, Thurman Thomas was the great running back with the Buffalo Bills back in the Jim Kelly era. Don Beebe, Mark Kelso, Bruce Smith, the 3 Super Bowls and couldn't seem to pull one of them out. Andre Reed was one of their wide receivers at that time as well. Obviously, I am a huge Buffalo Bills fan from that era. Thurman Thomas was one of the running backs on my wall in terms of a poster as a child. Thurman Thomas is not the answer. It actually goes a little bit further back, and the answer would be Lynn Dawson of the Kansas City Chiefs in 1964. Next question is, what is the over-under, or what is the most fumbles in a single game or by a single player? And the over-under is 4.
Oh, that's tough, because I feel like after 3, you would get benched. I'm going to go under. I'm going to go with 3.
The actual answer, Justin, is over, and the number was 7 fumbles in a game by a single player, which was Lynn Dawson of the Kansas City Chiefs, 1964.
That's nuts. That's totally ridiculous.
All right, now here, you know what? Let's turn the table real quick on this last question for you. I'm not sure how much time I know I have time coming up for a break here, maybe in a little bit. Perfect. Here we go, Justin. Next question for you. Turn the tables here a little bit more current for you. Most interceptions thrown by a quarterback in NFL history. Who did it?
That would be Nathan Peterman, I believe, with 5.
Ooh. Now let me repeat the question. Most interceptions in NFL history by a quarterback.
Oh, Jameis Winston. 30.
I'm gonna give you one more shot. Now think about it. Most interceptions thrown in NFL history.
Okay. So it's gotta be one of these guys who's been playing for a long time. I'm going to go with Brett Favre.
Wow. What a shot in the dark. And the answer is Brett Favre. Brett Favre holds the record. Brett Favre does hold the record for most interceptions in NFL history. Now, the next question for you will be the over-under. And I'm going to give you the over-under to be at 300.
Oh, man, 300 is a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. But when you look at his, how long Brett Favre actually played and how many passes he threw on an average per game, I don't know. Is it a lot?
You know what? And I know he was notorious for making that big play, but also the big interceptions at big moments. I'm going to go over. Give me over.
The over would be correct. Brett Favre actually has thrown a total of 336 interceptions in his NFL career, which leads the NFL. That is absolutely correct. Over would be the answer. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't change the dial. Just turn it up. We have to take another quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to have another round of something really cool to do for you. We're going to tweak it, but we're going to have a little bit more trivia for you guys. You have been listening to The Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. I am your host, Big Lou. We will be right back.
Say what's happening. We say the facts and then they lie. We coming back for them. They might say, but they don't know. They don't know. Sweet taste of victory. Go ahead and breathe it in like antihistamine. I know they saying then, yeah, snap with this beat. We tough with spec, I've got a history. Groupie love now, gotta be them wheels. Haters back down, gotta be that steel. I know they can't wait till you're out of your deal. Look how they did D'Angelo, ask them how it would feel. My best friends worry about me, cause they know when you famous and you have made cash, the media aims at us and you be up so high. If you ever fall off, it feel like a plane crash. But God don't ever give me nothing I can't handle, so please don't ever give me records I can't sample, so I can vacay where it ain't no channels. But it's quite okay for a gangster to wear sandals. They say because of the fame and stardom, I'm somewhere in between the church and the sane asylum. I guess it's messing with my health then, and it's verse so crazy when I finish, I'm just gonna check myself in
they
again.
They say what's happening, we say the facts, and they lie. Hi. We coming back for them, they might say, but they don't know. They say.
Just like music.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries.
Hey everyone, welcome back. You have been listening to The Sports Lounge right here on AM 1290 KZSB, the Santa Barbara News Press Radio. I'm back on with our caller who's joining us for a little Q&A today, Justin from Grand Junction. And we're going to go ahead and finish up with Justin. I got a couple more questions for him to test his football knowledge, history, kind of like our version of Stump the Schwab, but not necessarily as in depth. That was a fun program. I mean, did you ever watch that show, Justin, back in the day?
No, I've never seen that show.
It's an amazing show, and it's all based off of, basically, there's several contestants, and their whole job is to stump the Schwab. And he knows everything that there is to know about sports. It's an amazing, fun show. It's almost like Sports Science. I don't know if you guys who are listening remember that old show, Sports Science, and they kind of break down the science of sports, like the amount of force that it takes to kick a soccer ball and make it bend and curve. And they would have, you know, obviously some soccer greats on there like Messi or Ronaldo. I believe I saw Tiger Woods on there one time, you know, driving the amount of force into a golf ball. And then they break it down, the amount of impact that the golf ball gets hit with and what causes it to fly so far. It was a real fun and interesting show to get people a little bit more knowledge as to why things happen the way they do in sports in terms of the flight path of balls, why some quarterbacks are able to throw the ball better in bad weather versus some other quarterbacks, and things of that nature. Fun show. So let's just get back to it with Justin here real quick. Justin, you did pretty good on the first round. I just have a couple more questions for you to see how you may fare in this next part. Are you ready? Put your offensive hat on.
Let's go.
Ready to go. Here we go. Okay. Most receiving yards in a single game. Who did it?
I'm going to go with Julio Jones.
Man, that's a great call, but you are one spot short. Julio Jones is coming in second place on the list with 1,871 yards. Who do you think would be number one?
Probably Jerry Rice.
Actually, I misspoke. I'm so sorry. I misspoke here on my notes. I'm looking at for a season. No, but it's not Julio Jones. He's not number one or number two in terms of most receiving yards in a game. The most receiving yards in a game was done by Flipper Anderson.
Oh, I would have never gotten that.
Right. Well, Flipper Anderson, I'll give you the over-under on Flipper Anderson, most receiving yards in the game. Over-under will be 275.
Well, I know that Julio hit 300, so I'm going to go over.
The over would be correct. Over would be 336 is what Flipper Anderson put up for a single game in total receiving yards. Number two is actually Calvin Johnson, Megatron, with 329.
Wow, that's a lot.
Now, going back to most receiving yards in a season, who did it?
Let's just stay right there. Let's stay with Megatron. I think Calvin Johnson, he's a freak of nature. It's got to be him.
Yeah, I kind of botched that one earlier on and kind of gave it away. You got lucky. That's good. You have good listening skills. You can put that on your resume, attention to detail. but yes, the answer is Calvin Johnson. Most receiving yards in a single season. And let's see how well you do here. Over under Calvin Johnson, most receiving yards would be 1,900.
I want to say he is just above that. Over.
I know you got somebody sitting there giving you some answers. Over is actually the answer. Over is definitely the correct answer. He came up with 1,964 would be the record currently for most receiving yards in a season. Now, I'm going to flip. I want to flip it back to you. What do you got for me?
You want me to give you an over under, or you want me to give you an actual question?
I want you to give me a question. See if you can stump me, buddy. I'm sure everybody's wondering how much I may or may not know. And one thing I've learned through life is I'm not afraid to be wrong, but I love to be right. So let's see.
Okay.
What you got for me?
All right, I got a good one. Mac Jones right now, he's on pace to break the potential rookie record for yards. I wanna ask you, who had the most passing yards by a rookie in NFL history?
Oh, man. Most passing yards by a rookie?
Yeah.
Automatically, I go into mind thinking of Tom Brady. Man. It's gotta be Tom Brady. It's one of two people. And part of my problem is I have such an affinity for Tom Brady. I think he broke every record. All right. So I'm going to always come with Tom Brady first. But going back to think about it, it's going to be either Tom Brady, Cam Newton, or Andrew Luck.
Well, I'll ask you.
Are you talking about for a season? For a season or for a game?
For a season.
For a season? With that right there, I got to go with Andrew Luck because Tom Brady, you know, he came in. He didn't start his rookie season, right? Obviously, he came in off the bench when Drew Bledsoe got hurt. And that's pretty much when his dynasty began at quarterback, and he never looked back. But that's not a full, complete rookie season. So I'm going to go with Andrew Luck, but I couldn't give you an idea of what the number is. But I'm going with Andrew Luck. I know it wasn't Cam Newton. He was close, but I'm going to go with Andrew Luck for a rookie quarterback passing record for the season.
You are 1,000% correct. You know I'm a big Colts fan, so I had to ask you a question that highlighted my Colts. Of course it's Andrew Luck.
You know what? I mean, and here's the thing why I hesitated a little bit, because, again, I'm such a big Brady fan that I get skewed when I hear anything that has to do with quarterbacks and Tom Brady. Because it's so easy to forget about the other guys that are out there who are great players, but their organization didn't have as much success as Tom Brady did with the Patriots, obviously over that 20-year stint. But that's not that those guys are not as good as Tom Brady. I mean, Andrew Luck, he left the game very early in his career, and, you know, for obvious reasons. And it always has you to wonder, what could he have done had he stuck around? What a great rookie campaign for Andrew Luck. He definitely completely turned that organization around in the Indianapolis Colts. And if there's one position on the football field that can alter a game or change the betting line, if you will, that would be quarterback. Listen, guys, we got to take one more quick break. When we come back, I'm going to go over the NFL schedule for this coming week. And then any other questions, concerns, complaints, suggestions, ideas, any other callers that are out there, we'll see if we have time to get to them. But again, don't turn the dial. Just turn it up a little bit. If you're at work, put your earphone in and just look at your computer. Nobody will know the difference. This is The Sports Lounge on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. I'm your host, Big Lou. We'll be right back.
I wish my eyes wasn't so red sometime. I wish I had breakfast in bed sometime. I mean, it's worth it since I did all the work last night. You ain't with me, and you don't seem
I'm out of money and my children need food.
Dial 211.
I'm stressed out and I need someone to talk to.
Dial 211.
I'm a vet and I need a resource for supportive services.
Dial 211.
What's 211?
211 is a simple phone number and it's free. It's open 24 hours a day in multiple languages and it's confidential. There's a specialist who provides all kinds of information on health and human services available in your community.
Hey everybody, welcome back, welcome back. It is me, Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB, Santa Barbara News Press Radio. And real quick, want to get into what's happening this week in the NFL. Tonight, don't forget, tonight, Monday Night Football, we have the 3-5 Bears going up against the 4-3 Steelers. Pittsburgh is -7. Should be a good game. Make sure you do tune in. Moving on to this Thursday coming up, the Ravens at 6-2 are taking on the Dolphins at 2-7. The Ravens are -7.5 points. Moving on to Sunday, the 4-4 Falcons will be taking on the 6-2 Cowboys. The Cowboys are giving up 9 points in that game. The Saints at 5-3 will be taking on the Titans at 7-2. It will be a great game. The Titans are -3 points right now. Jacksonville at 2-6 will be taking on the Colts at 4-5. And the Colts are actually giving up 6.5 points in that game. Careful, sounds like a trap game. The Browns, 5-4, will be taking on the Patriots at 5-4. That will be a real good game. Make sure you tune in. The Patriots are -1 point. The Bills, now 5-3, will be taking on the Jets at 2-6, and the Bills are giving up 13 points. I look for the Bills to come out real strong to right the ship that went wrong yesterday. The defeated Lions are going up against the 4-3 Steelers next Sunday, and the Steelers in that game are right now -9 points. Just do note that these numbers and these spreads can change as we get closer to the game next week. So if you are in that arena of sports betting, make sure you check those numbers again later in the week. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 6-2 will be going up against the 2-6 Washington team. Tampa Bay, as of now, is -9.5 per ESPN. The Panthers at 4-5 will be taking on the 8-1 Arizona Cardinals. And the Cardinals are -10 in that game. Again, James Conner had a massive day yesterday. Question is, can he do it again next week? We will see. Moving on, the 3-5 Vikings will be playing against the 5-3 Chargers. Chargers are -2.5 in that game. Again, me personally, that's a scary game to bet on. So be cautious as you tread that water. And the Eagles, 3-6, will be going up against the Broncos at 5-4. Denver is coming in -2.5 in that game. The Seahawks, not sure if Russell Wilson will be back next week. I hope that he will be because I do have DK Metcalf. With that being said, and that's just my selfishness, the Seahawks are 3-5. They're taking on the Packers next week at 7-2. Will Aaron Rodgers be back next week? I don't know. We will soon see. Next week, Sunday night, the Chiefs will be going up against the Raiders. The Chiefs are currently 5-4. The Raiders are 5-3. AFC West matchup. It's going to be a good game. Not sure what's going on with the Chiefs organization in terms of their performance on the field, but the Raiders are doing their usual thing, so this is what's going to make it look even better. The Raiders are 5-3. The Chiefs are -2.5 in that game. And just to go ahead and get it out there right now, next Monday night, a week from tonight, which will be November 15th, for those of you who do not know, the Rams, who are currently 7-2, will be going up against the 3-5 49ers. So it's a battle of Southern Cal against Northern Cal. And it's going to be a good game. The Rams are going into that game at -4 points. That is next week in the NFL. And I want to do a little bit. I know some of you guys, you've heard a little bit about my background and what I do. I do a lot of work with youth, adults, athletes, ex-athletes, in terms of strength and conditioning, fitness. And I just wanted to touch on something that I get asked a lot from a lot of people. And the first thing that a lot of people tend to ask me when it comes to fitness and training and working out is, you know, what can I do to build muscle like you? Or what can I do to burn fat like you? Or basically, what can I do to basically create change physically? And my answer to that with everyone out the gate, the first thing that everyone that you have to understand that you have to do is show up and go to the gym. Period. You have to work out. Now, working out is just part of it. A big part of it, obviously, is the nutrition as well. Again, we got to eat right. We got to train right. And, you know, can you eat bad things or things that aren't that great for you and still have results? Yes. The difference is you have to work out. Now, am I suggesting to eat bad food? Absolutely not. But here's the glitch, people. And here's the formula. I don't care if you eat a bunch of really good food. If you consume a bunch of calories and you burn none off, you are going to physically create change for the greater. So you have to get up and get out there and do something. Walking, jogging, walking up hills, go hiking, get in the swimming pool, of which the big joke is, if you know and been listening and following my shows, I make a lot of water references, but I can't swim. That's a conversation for another day. I have no problem throwing myself under the bus. I've had 3 near drowning experiences. Again, that's a topic of conversation for another day. But you got to get up and do something, right? If you want to create change for the lesser, obviously you want to burn off more calories than you're taking in. But in terms of the gym, if you want to cut up and shred, the easy answer is this: lightweight, high repetition. Be mindful of your rest breaks, right? You don't want to keep taking 3, 4, and 5 minute rest breaks between each lift. That's counterproductive to your goal of, you know, cutting up, leaning out, and, you know, lightweight, high repetition. So I just wanted to drop that on you guys to put that out there and go and try it. Challenge yourself. Don't be afraid to hurt in the gym. There's different types of hurt and pain. The burning sensation in your muscles, that lactic acid that's taking over, that's a good thing. If you have pain in your joints, your knees, your hips, your ankles, your shoulders, that's something that you probably want to be a little bit careful with and go get some film done and look into it and make sure you don't have any structural damage going on. Which will just make it that much more difficult to grow and might probably make that situation worse. Hey, guys, thank you for listening. This is Big Lou, the host of the Sports Lounge, right here on AM 1290 KZSB, the Santa Barbara News Press Radio. We'll see you next Monday.
Big Lou's experiences, trainings, and passion for sports and fitness have thrust him into the world of personal training and strength and conditioning. Lou has been a personal trainer for over 20 years, helping people, kids, young athletes, and adults achieve their fitness goals and exceed them. It's his goal, his passion. You can find Big Lou on Instagram and Facebook at FitLou310 and at TSL Big Lou. Big Lou's handle on Instagram is at HolyFit310. Book your training session with Big Lou at HolyFit310.com or to book your appointment with Big Lou, call 323-304-7339. That's 323-304-7339.
check out his fitness videos and interviews on YouTube at HolyFit310 and at TSL Big Lou. To listen to the podcast with Big Lou's Sports Lounge original music soundtracks, search with your smart speaker of choice and say, "Play the Sports Lounge with Big Lou" latest episode. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Google, Radio Nation, Burberry, and Spreaker. Please subscribe, everyone. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is brought to you by Evolve Entertainment and Holy Fit 310. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou is executive produced by Lewis Jones and Jeremiah Higgins. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou, master sound engineer, Dr. D, a.k.a. Richard Dugan. A big thanks to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us play around with his radio station toys and his radio waves. Thanks, Les. We promise we won't break them. The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Be good. And be sure to go to tslbiglou.com.